Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Half of us in
Arbor Villas of Frontenac, Clayton Road, the latest development, McBride Homes, having a great time out here. Stop by and check them out. On Clayton, it's not even a mile to the west of Lindbergh. Beautiful location here, Arbors of Frontenac. Beautiful location here. And Schnucks, a great location, is right down. That's the one Strickland goes to.
The Frontenac Schnucks.
Go there anyway.
That's the one with the wine sommelier, isn't it?
We've met the sommelier, yes. Stop by your neighborhood Schnucks. Stock up for the weekend. And if you don't feel like doing the cooking, you can get Sugar Fire already cooked. Grab the Schnucks ice cream.
That Schnucks right there, really?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
They've got everything you need right down the road. Sugar probably a Fire. Schnucks in your neighborhood. We appreciate their sponsorship. Looking forward to the prep. Athlete of the Week coming back this fall, also brought to you by our friends at Schnucks. And if you're in the market for a car, I encourage you to check out Offenburg Hyundai. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois, 30th anniversary, the original Hyundai dealer in this area. They're on the web at OffenburgHyundai.com, Highway 64 into O'Fallon, Illinois. Greenmount Road is the exit. Ask for Matt Offenburg or anybody on the team out there, and they will provide you with great service. We got enough time, Frank. We got some news and notes. It's Hoff's segment, end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
I was curious last night when Kisner homered. It seems like they're getting an awful lot of production out of the backup catcher position. And it's in part because, one, Molina's been out for a little bit, but also they have better backup catchers. And I was wondering to what degree they're getting more production this year than previous years. And Molina's, I don't want to say decline, but his rash of injuries started in 2014. That's kind of when he started to get hurt a little bit more often. It certainly increased in 15 and beyond, even this year. But this season, 9 home runs between Matt Wieters and Andrew Kisner. And that is accounting for 126 at-bats. You care to guess how many home runs backup catchers, whether it was in a catching position or in a pinch hitting role or maybe even playing in a different position from 2014 through 2018.
So a 5-year window.
Yes.
How many home runs for backup catchers for the Cardinals?
From Tony Cruz, from Carson Kelly,
Francisco
Pena, Eric Fryer, anyone you know, AJ Pierzynski.
I'll go 9.
Okay, we're at 9 for this year alone. 5-year period, they probably averaged about 2. I'll go 11.
6.
Wow.
6 home runs and 694 at-bats.
Wow.
From 2004 through 2018. And that's, I mean, one reason why you haven't seen much of a drop-off since Molina.
That's incredible.
So
down.
9 home runs from backup catchers this year, previous 5 years, 6 total.
Yeah, and the 9 home runs are over twice what Yachty had in less than half the at-bats.
Martin, you were wondering Paul Goldschmidt's production in regards to batting with nobody on and then batting just with any runner on base. With no one on, .225 average, a .313 on base, and a .366 slugging. With men on base, .289 average, a .371 on base, and a .564 slugging.
.564,
an increase from .366.
Wow.
The theory would be that
get some people on base.
They're going to kind of attack them a little differently.
Yeah, more fastballs.
If there's
probably
somebody on.
I think Derek Gould has mentioned that he has seen more breaking pitches and really, at least from a percentage standpoint, than he had at any point in time in his career, and that could be because there's no one on base.
I should be in the analytics department. I would stop by and tell the rest of the team, hey, you guys should be getting on base.
Right.
I know you keep getting out, but what you need to do is get on base.
Hey, Matt Carpenter, the time you struck out and then Paul Goldschmidt, 2 batters later, grounded out, what you should have done is gotten a hit.
Yes. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever used Venmo? Ever Venmoed someone some cash? It's basically a way that you can send someone, like, say, for example, Charlie Martin could pay off your $10 bet as opposed to accidentally not having a $10 bill.
Opening
on
the wallet and saying, where did that $10 go?
He could just electronically send.
I have not seen the wallet since the infamous Monday where he said, where did that $10 go? I'm aware of Venmo, but I'm not really sure how to do it.
You just basically attach it to your bank account, and you can electronically send money, whether you're at a bar with some friends or whatever. It's just an easier way than trying to figure out if you have cash on you or, hey, I'll get you later. So last weekend, I just learned this because I've used Venmo before, but last weekend I dog sat for my both my parents, and then my sister and her husband were all out of town. Parents have an 8-year-old golden. My sister and her husband have a 4-month-old golden due to puppy. So I dog sit both dogs, and my sister and her husband, as a thanks, because their dog can be a little erratic and wild because it's 4 months old, they Venmo'd me $100 for my help. And part of it was for ordering food and stuff because I wasn't going to leave their house. And then the other day, I didn't know you could do this.
They took it back.
No. Someone commented on it and said, like, oh, wow, that's not a bad payoff. And I'm like, what? Someone I don't know, I'm guessing my brother-in-law knows them, but I'm like, why are they commenting on this transaction?
That's really
bizarre.
That's
uncomfortable for me.
This is Facebook-esque in terms of privacy matters.
I mean, I know it shows it for all your contacts. So I'm seeing right here someone paid someone, and there's an emoji of someone getting a haircut. So they paid him for a haircut. But I'm not going to comment and say, I bet your hair looks great.
Wow.
TMI there.
Yes.
So the fact that they commented is weird.
Yes.
The fact that they're even
the
able
fact that it's available.
Correct. Why would it need to be?
I don't know.
It feels like a private matter between you and your brother-in-law.
Yes. God, what if I put something really graphic on it?
I think you should.
Like really dark and
yes.
sad.
I think you should.
All right, that's the end of the day. 2-0 Cardinals.
That is really, really weird. 2-0 Cardinals.
The Pirates had a mound visit, 2 batters into the game. I think it was maybe the 3rd or 4th inning last night where they had 2 mound visits left, and I was really wondering where that would go because I know there was a big stink about the mound visits when they instituted it, and then you hardly notice it throughout the game over what's remaining. But 2 left over 5 or 6 innings seemed like a tough thing to handle.
Although it does seem like the Pirates have sort of given
didn't
up.
Care.
Yeah,
like,
they have.
Like it's not really important.
Before we give up this program, quick word about one of our sponsors, Kimal's Restaurant. After 93 years, we've moved to Westport. And, folks, I think the bill in town right now is at Kimal's Restaurant because we have at Kimal's Chop House a happy hour, which is going from 3:30 to 8:30 every night. Appetizers are all $6. Domestic beers, $3.50. House wines, $5. So sometimes you're like, oh, boy, Kimal's maybe a little pricey. You can get some of these incredible appetizers, the fried spinach, the Italian meatballs, the Peruvian peppers, the calzones, all for $6. And you'll get a chance to look at this new restaurant where it looks like a sleek New York City chic steakhouse. Items on the appetizer menu, meatballs, toasted ravs, flash fried spinach, beef tenderloin bruschettes, Bangkok chicken, steamed mussels, crab cakes. And then, of course, you can have a nice dinner, too, where in addition to all the steaks, the cannellonis, the manicottis, the lasagnas, the pasta malicas, the house salad, the cheese bread, they haven't changed one bit. That'll do it for this edition of the program. Boy, if you get a chance today, come on out to the Arbors. It may be the most beautiful McBride place we've ever been. Good work today by Brian. Good work today by Matt. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 22. Coming up next, Cam Jansen. We'll be right back.